Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Grocery shopping in Saldanha might be a little different as COVID-19 rages on because of pandemic-related supply chain shortages. In 2018, the city adopted new regulations which were aimed at decreasing the number of litter disposable plastic shopping bags, which can be harmful to the environment, pose a danger to wildlife, and cause litter. As a result, paper bags are offered as an alternative, but COVID-related supply chain shortages of paper bags have led to Saldanha grocery store managers to contact the city of Saldanha to ask for permission to temporarily use plastic bags. City Manager Stephanie Queen.
We were contacted by one of the main grocery stores in town. They're having some supply chain issues getting paper bags, and they wanted to communicate ahead of time that their supply of paper bags may run out as soon as at the end of this week. This is a familiar issue, unfortunately. The other grocery store had been in contact with us several months ago, as they also were experiencing some COVID-related disruptions. And I reassured both of those managers that there's no problem with the city. We're temporarily suspending enforcement of the plastic bag regulations in order to accommodate some of these COVID-related impacts. And they're in good communication with us, and I feel comfortable just continuing to work with them until those temporary disruptions can be resolved. So you might get some questions from folks, or you might see that at the grocery stores they're starting to use plastic again. That's something we're aware of, and we're in communication, and we'll just continue to work with them and communicate until hopefully those things can be resolved.
Saldanha isn't the only city that instituted plastic bag regulations. Other communities across the state that adopted similar legislation includes Wasilla, Palmer, Tanana, Sitka, Koyuk, Kotlik, Kodiak, Galena, Fort Yukon, Hooper Bay, Emonic, Cordova, and Bethel. For more information on Saldanha's disposable shopping plastic bag regulation, visit RadioKenai.com. An inmate who already was serving prison time for sexual assault was sentenced on Wednesday for sexually assaulting a female employee at the Spring Creek Correctional Center dating back to 2014. 35-year-old Kevin Tuckfield was serving time at the Correctional Center in 2014 for a prior sexual assault conviction. Online court records show he was convicted of sexual assault and robbery after pleading guilty in 2010. On Wednesday, he was sentenced to 100 years for first-degree sexual assault and third-degree assault. This according to the Alaska Department of Law. And according to that release, Tuckfield sexually assaulted a civilian employee in the Correctional Center library in 2014 while serving his previous sentence. He was tried and found guilty in Kenai. And during that trial, Tuckfield also was found guilty of two counts of second-degree sexual assault. But according to the release, those counts were merged with the first-degree sexual assault charge during sentencing. The release states, because this was Tuckfield's third felony sexual offense conviction, he faced a presumptive sentence of 99 years to serve the maximum sentence allowable in Alaska for a single offense. Judge Joannis imposed the maximum 99 years for the sexual assault and imposed one additional year of consecutive jail time for the assault in the third degree conviction. Tuckfield also has two pending felony cases in Anchorage. Online court records show that in March 2015, he was charged with robbery, attempted kidnapping and escape, and that in July 2015 he was charged with first and second degree murder. He is considered innocent until proven guilty in those cases.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.